Let us entertain you's Rich Melman is the co-founder and creative force behind the Chicago-based family-owned restaurant group that now owns, manages, and licenses more than 100 establishments around the country. And it all started June 10th, 1971 with R.J. Grunz. Happy 50th anniversary, Rich.
Thank you, Bob. I'm excited.
What do you remember about that first week after opening Grunz in Lincoln Park?
Well, I actually, you know, I had a lot of different feelings. First of all, I was excited that we finally got it open and I got a chance to do all these things that I had dreamt about for years in a restaurant. And then I was a little bit disappointed because there was no business. I mean, literally, you know, 25 people a day were coming in, which was nothing. And so excited and a little bit disappointed. It was a combination.
Were you thinking at that point, forget it, that's it, I got to find another line of work? Did you ever think of giving up?
I did, actually, but it probably took me about 2 months till I started saying, hey, maybe I really did miss. It was funny because my partner, Jerry, kept saying, no, it's terrific. I hear people talking about it. But, you know, in those days, it wasn't like it is today where you go on the internet and everybody knows about you in a couple hours. I mean, it was really, truly word of mouth. And there was a period of time there that I said, well, I'm going to have to go out and get a couple jobs, one to pay off the $40,000+ that I signed on for, and the other to live on. So, yeah, I did think it could fail.
You've said when talking about your original partner, Jerry Orzov, who died in 1981, that meeting him was a turning point in your life. Why?
Well, it was interesting because when I finally decided that I wanted to go out and open my own restaurant, I only had like $9,000 to my name. And so I said, well, I have to raise money. And my goal was to raise $25,000. And literally for $25,000, you could own 25% of lettuce, which would have been a real nice investment today. But I got turned down by so many people, literally 20, 25 people. Everybody I asked turned me down. And finally, I met somebody that believed in me. And not only that, but he was like an older brother. He was a mentor. He was a lot of things to me. And he just helped me greatly as a businessman and grow as an individual. So he was invaluable. Without him being there, I don't think things would have turned out the same way.
You're known as someone who spots food trends before anyone else. How do you do that? What's your secret?
Well, I don't know that, you know, I spot food trends. I pay attention. I listen real well. I watch what people are doing. I'm always thinking about different things. You know, people want a healthy lifestyle. And so, you know, give it to them. Give them choices. Give them something healthy to eat if they don't want to have a steak that night. So I think it's paying attention. I read a lot. I prepare a lot for what I do. And it's not all that hard to figure out.
Well, you figured out people wanted healthy, organic food and a salad bar, which didn't exist before Grunz. So that was back in 71. One of the things people admire about Rich Melman is, over the years, he's been very helpful to people who want to start their own restaurants. Even some folks who have left Let Us Entertain You, Rich has helped them. Have your partners ever said, Richard, we don't really need any more competition. Please stop helping so many people.
Well, I think it's in our DNA. I think we're a caring organization, and I think enough of the young people that come up in the organization want to stay with us. And I know how I felt when I wanted to go out on my own, and that's the reason I do it. It feels right, and I've developed some amazing relationships with people that have gone out and done their own restaurants. I'm still friendly with a lot of them. There's a number of them that are coming in for the anniversary tomorrow. I feel okay about it. I think there's enough for everyone.
How would you describe your management style and your philosophy of business?
Well, I like to think that I'm nurturing. We're a developmental organization. If young people love the restaurant business and they want to learn about being a restaurant entrepreneur, I think we're the perfect organization to be working with. And so we're nurturing. I mean, we're disciplined and we're tough, but I think you could learn a lot at Lettuce. And I think my style is, I'm not hyper. I'm sort of calm, but very direct. And I'd say that's what my style is like.
I know during the pandemic, you urged everyone not to look back, just concentrate on the future. But how hard was that for you this past year?
It was very difficult. Very, very difficult. I mean, we lost a tremendous amount of money. It was hard on our people. It was hard on ourselves. You know, managers and partners were taking big reductions in salaries and no bonuses and so forth. But believe it or not, through the whole thing, I did a lot of writing during that time. I had a lot of time at home, so it was easy to find the time to write. And one of the things that I felt was that it could turn out to be one of the greatest lessons that we've ever had in business. And as an example of that, my kids called me one afternoon and they said, "Dad, you have cable in your office. How often do you use it?" And I said, "I don't know, maybe once a year or so." And they said, "Do you realize it costs $200 a month for your cable?" I said, "Hey, if you want to get rid of it, do it. There's a savings of $2,400. And they came up with they and the partners came up with hundreds of things that we just had overlooked. And so, I often think that businesses should go on diets at times. You just have to be disciplined, and it's hard losing weight, and it's hard losing, business weight. But I think it's necessary, and I think everybody in the organization realizes it should be a way of life. We should run things like there is a depression or a recession, and I think we'll be healthier for it.
Yeah, good lesson. Tough, but good. You mentioned the kids. Your children are running things now, although you're still very active in the company. What do you hope that they learned from you?
Well, I think I have a specific way of thinking about how I go about things, how I do creative things, how I deal with people. And I think they've spent so much time with me that they've taken the best of what I have and what I know, and they've supplemented with they're just smarter than I am. They're, more worldly. They're more technologically advanced. And so I think they've taken some of the old world stuff that I've learned, and they've combined it with what they know, and I think it's a great combination.
Let us entertain you, 50 years old tomorrow. In the interest of full disclosure, I need to point out I got involved with Lettuce back in the 70s in a very small way, very small, obviously, because I'm still working full-time here. But Rich, you've won all the major industry honors, but the respect and admiration of your friends and competitors has to be your greatest reward. And I know you don't like talking about yourself and doing these interviews, so thank you very much for the time this morning.
Bob, you know me well, and we have known each other for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I look forward to celebrating with you tomorrow. Be well.
Sounds good, Bob. Bye.